Genesis, the band Genesis, they're on the road again.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, believe it or not. And
but who's in the band now? I thought that they all split up and Phil Collins has his stuff and Peter Gabriel has his stuff.
Well, Peter Gabriel's not with them. He hasn't been with them for forever, but Phil Collins is still with them. And okay. Phil is in pretty bad shape now, so he sits the whole time and does the show. But he sounds amazing.
He's a drummer. Of course he sits.
No. He's not playing drums. He can't even hold a drumstick anymore.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, his hands are so bad he can't even hold drumsticks. So he sits in front, but he sits on a chair. And they haven't done the song Misunderstanding since 1984 live.
Mm-hmm.
Stereo Gum put out a video of them doing the song. So I guess people were there. It's kind of a decent video.
Great song.
It's a great song, but then you go to the Rolling Stone video for this song. So somebody in the second row decided to record it also, and Rolling Stone magazine put it out. And this is why I hate to go to a live show.
Uh-oh.
I hate going to football games live. I hate going to shows live. This is what you get.
Oh my God, what a mess.
No. Everybody around him is singing off key.
Oh. Oh, I thought that was the band screaming, singing. I was like, wait, why are they singing like that? Oh. Oh God.
I'm like, dude, shut up.
That should not be allowed. Oh, Jesus.
This is like a bad karaoke show. And you think, the first time I saw this, so I saw this video yesterday and I said, wow, Phil Collins sounds like crap. He's off key. I've never heard him off key. And then I found the other video where people weren't singing and you could tell he's definitely
It wasn't
on key.
Phil Collins singing. Phil Collins was perfectly fine singing beautifully and amazing like he always does. And those were the people around the guy filming it, which, you know, I have to say, like, you pay $500 for a ticket. I mean, these concerts are not cheap, especially the ones that are geared towards boomers. You know, they think boomers all have money, so they target them and they charge them a lot of money. My friend's mom is a boomer and she was telling me about, like, she went to go see Cher and she said for every row you went back or you went up, it was an additional $500.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So and I was like, that's so crazy. But so that's what they did. And it's like really expensive. It should not be allowed that people around you are singing the songs after you paid all that money.
Yeah. And this moron doesn't even know the lyrics. Nero.
Oh no. Places that you always go. I'll help you out here, son.
So I'm like, dude, shut up. Phil Collins is days away from death if you right. see him. If you see him in his he doesn't look good. It's not good.
You're singing the wrong lyrics off key in my ear, and Phil Collins is 2 feet from me. Shut the fuck up.
I can almost touch Phil Collins, but I'm listening to you.
Right.
So
that's what I mean. That should not be allowed. There should be something when you walk in and they tell you, like, you know, you have to have a COVID test and you have to, they give you all, you know, don't bring a gun. Like, you can't bring alcohol. You should also not be allowed to sing loudly in the person's ear standing right next to you.
To where you sound like they're off key. And unless you're a really good singer.
No, even if you're a good singer, it's going to ruin the concert. I didn't come to hear you sing.
Right.
I came to hear that band up there. In fact, I paid a lot of money for that.
Yeah. Let's go to a bar, a karaoke bar, and then I'll listen to you sing there. But now
exactly.
Let him do it. See, that's why I hate about football games, because at football, you get idiots around you screaming, drunk, breathing on you. At home, you know what? I have the perfect seat at home.